Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Burn it up like a candle when life gets hard or too hot to handle. All you need is love in a boombox to make this world rock and up to the rooftops.
We are young and we're free. A movement that we need is a movement to be.
Folks, oh my good God, what is up? It is So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your pal Ryan, and this is your Friday episode. Now, it might be episode, it might be episodes. Who knows how this is going to go? And if you're watching on YouTube, hi, hello. Sorry about the background, it's all blurry. I'm at my parents' place, and there's a lot of stuffed animals in the background. You don't want to see that, so we're just going to blur it. Listen, I was really, Man, we're like a month into the month and a week. Who knows? It feels like 2 years at this point. I was at this point where I was trying to, like, I talked about this on the show yesterday. I had a therapist on this week and an intuitive, an empath. You'll hear those interviews next week. I had them on the show this week because I was starting to try to broaden out and understand possibly a little more about Tom Sandoval's mind, you know, the state of mind that he was potentially in that would make him do this really god-awful thing. And I just want to clarify, as I've done on many episodes, and this is what, it's so weird. When you take apart pieces of this episode, if you, you know, like, it can sound one way or the other, but I really do try to understand all sides. But I do want to start this off, and there's going to be a lot of laughs, but I think what is so intense about this is that I just, it's hard to understand because this was so plotted out and went on for 7 to 8 months before Ariana ever really was made fully aware of this. And that's where it becomes kind of cruel. And I think that's where it really jumps off. And which is wild because this season of Vanderpump Rules is already really heartbreaking and fun and exciting in all of these different ways. You got Schwartz and Katie, you got Sheena's wedding, you got Raquel wanting to hook up with Schwartz, but now we know that's kind of, that's a whole nother weird thing. There were so many things going on, but I was trying to understand all sides. And after my initial anger is starting to subside, I'm like, well, okay, let's, what goes into the mind of a cheater? What goes into the mind of why couldn't Tom step up the plate and have an honest conversation with somebody that is supposedly one of his best friends, Ariana? And I did all these interviews Wednesday during the day, and I met my parents. It's been a crazy week. A lot of stuff going on here, and I'm not going to talk about that today at all, but I just wanted to say thank you for everybody's comments about my family. I really do appreciate that, but we're going to have fun today. But we're going to get deep, sure. So I did all of these conversations, and then I watched Vanderpump Rules on Wednesday night, and then, you know, which is what it was. But then I watched Watch What Happens Live. And Watch What Happens Live had Tom Schwartz in one of the most unhinged performances. I was trying to think of like a talk show that I've seen something this wild before. And I was trying to think of like Joaquin Phoenix on David Letterman. I don't know if any of you guys remember that, when he was fully bearded and he was filming this mockumentary, but nobody knew it was a mockumentary at the time. Casey Affleck, Ben Affleck's brother, was filming it. And it was just you should look it up on YouTube. And I was like, it was just I remember watching that. I think it was in call. I don't know. I just remember watching that thinking, this is wild. But last night was like that. And it got me upset all over again. Because we're going to, you know, just be patient, because we're going to go through a lot of things today. Because like I say, as an older man, I hate saying the word, I've got tea, but I do have some tea for you. And Tom Schwartz did reach out to me last night after Watch What Happens Live. And it just kills me. Like, I want to say this off the bat too. And I think at this point, I know Katie Maloney has listened to this show a couple of times, and I know Katie's mom, Terry, has listened a little bit. And by the way, Terry Maloney, badass. She reminds me so much of my mom, and such a good heart on her. And by the way, I don't think it's going to be the final episode anymore, but I know she has a really good appearance towards the end of this season, from what I've heard from behind the scenes people. But I'm going to say some probably not nice things about Tom Schwartz in a certain way, because even his performance last night, I've said all along, there's this aw shucks quality about Tom Schwartz, right? Oh man, did we do, oh man, did Tom cheat? Oh my God, Raquel snuck on the ski trip. I didn't know she was coming. It's always this aw shucks thing. And the thing, I mean, listen, everything is not black and white. There's so much gray in there, right? But we want to call out bullshit when it's bullshit. And there was a couple of things that Schwartz said on last night, Watch What Happened Live, which was a complete lie. It was a complete lie. And I've heard, I'm going to tell you some stuff that has been relayed to me that even just kind of prove that some of this stuff is bullshit. And I will say this. I brought my mom to TomTom before the pandemic. I remember this. And we have this great picture. And Schwartz was hammered at TomTom, but he was still nice enough. It was me, like Logan was there. And Max, the manager that Sheena used to date, she gave the Apple Watch to. And but he was still so sweet to my mom. He was so sweet. And my mom still, my mom's all laid up right now and she's going through a lot of stuff. And I made her watch the Watch What Happens Live with me again. Cause I was like, Mom, because she really likes Schwartz. And I think there is something to be said. Like, he is so charming and nobody is like completely evil. Nobody's completely good. There's so much gray in between. But my mom was even like, duh, oh my God. Because also Schwartz, we're going to go through it point by point. I'm going to play the audio of a lot of this and we're going to go through it. But a lot of this stuff kind of really upset me. And I'm going to play some stuff. I don't know if you guys remember, but when the season started, I did this Vanderpump Rules premiere party on Thursday. Vanderpump Rules premiered on a Wednesday. I did the moment on Thursday, and Tom and Ariana were my guests. Now, Tom had flown in that day from Watch What Happens Live that he did with Schwartz. Okay, now this is, by the way, if you're on Reddit, if you're taking notes for Reddit, I don't really have a full-on plan how I'm going to talk about this, so you're going to want to take this note down as something that now I've gotten confirmation on. Now, we talk about this. I'll play the audio later in the show. It is really hard. I have so much audio, and I'm learning how to use multi-computers. It's very technical, you guys. Who knew being a dork would take this much work? But he did Watch What Happens Live the night before with Schwartz. And if you guys remember that Watch What Happens Live, Schwartz the whole time was looking at Sandoval for how to answer things. Was looking to Sandoval, like, how do I answer this, dude? And Sandoval that night on the moment that we did with him and Ariana, and I feel like such a geek because I put on the makeup like him. I was like full. I painted my nails white. Oh, I was so far up Sandoval's ass, which I've apologized to Ariana for since. But he was like, "Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why Schwartz is looking at me. That's crazy." Now Schwartz said he was not covering for Sandoval, in that Watch What Happens Live, there was not covering, but here is a little bit of dirt. I have it on very good authority that Raquel was at the hotel with Tom the night of that Watch What Happens Live appearance or the night before. Raquel was in New York City. So Schwartz was aware of that. Schwartz was covering for that, and that is why Schwartz was nervous and looking at Tom that whole time. This shit goes deep, folks. And it made me upset all over again. Like, imagine that. So it was like the premiere was Wednesday. Schwartz and Sandoval went on Watch What Happens Live that night. And Raquel was in a hotel room with Tom Sandoval that Schwartz knew about. Like, that's redonkulous. And then Sandoval came all the way back. And because I was shocked, I was like, when I asked them to do the moment, I thought they might be in two different locations because Sandoval was in New York. No, he came back that day and he did the moment, which was like so nice to me. That was such a nice thing. And I remember, you know, he was making fun of Schwartz for looking at him and all of this stuff, but he was carrying this huge secret at the time. And Schwartz knew fully about it. And it's just wild, these things that he keeps protecting this dude. He keeps protecting this dude. And I think the obvious thing is, and we see it in last night's episode, is that if he had protected Katie 30% of how he protected Tom Sandoval, it would have been maybe the most successful marriage of all time. Is that this dude will go to the mat for Sandoval, but he really has found it a very hard time to ever go to the mat for Katie. And that's why we saw that really brutal first scene of last night's episode. Which, by the way, how are you guys doing? I just jumped right into this. And by the way, this is not so funny right now, but this is just stuff I'm trying to, like, there's been so many thoughts going through my head about this because I was just like, this is insane. What did you guys thought? I mean, I've seen the online reaction and it's just been insane. Now, the great thing about the internet is so many people will reach out to you. And as my account grows, so many new people will follow me and give me information and will send me things. And I can't say who is the follow. I follow this person, but she messaged me last night with a video of Tom Schwartz, which I will, I'll not play this audio. But anyways, this person sent me a video of Tom Schwartz outside of the Dream Hotel in New York after his appearance on Watch What Happens Live. I didn't know what it meant, so all I wrote back to this person was, don't hook up with him. And she was like, oh, I would never. And I was like, hey, was that Joe? Was that Joe? Now I do have it on good authority as well that Tom Schwartz has unfollowed Joe on Instagram. Who knows what that means? Man, I'm coming out. Bam. This is a banger, dude. I'm coming out with stuff right and left. Who knows if that is going to change tomorrow. Maybe he'll follow her again. But anyways, this is what this person writes to me. I say, don't hook up with him. And this person says, oh my God, would never. But some girly was definitely territorial and dragging him into a cab. I said, was it Joe? This person says, no, not the girl on his Instagram. No. And I said, can I mention this on the podcast? I won't say your name. And this person said, yeah, of course. This person looked like Charlie from Vanderpump Rules, but she wasn't Charlie at the Dream Hotel. And I said, oh my God, thank you. Did you randomly bump into him? And this person said, yeah. Also, he wanted to stay and chat, but she didn't let him. What? Because this person that messaged me is a good-looking person. I will say that. And I saw the video and he was like, oh, what's going on, girl? Oh, he was very flirty. You know how that looks. And this is where, listen, this, who knows? This is just one person's. I said, he DM'd me an hour or so ago. He seemed hammered in the DM, because I'll read you the DM in a sec. She wrote, definitely not, she used a phrase here that I'm not, but definitely not his best. And I said, that was a super bizarre Watch What Happens Live appearance. And this person wrote, I just watched, he needs a gag in his mouth. What the F? And I just wrote, I'm shocked he was able to spill that much, because that's a thing on the Watch What Happens Live thing. It is wild. And I'm so excited because that's really the majority of that message. But it, you know, from it, it seemed like there was a girl with him that was pretty, that was territorial. I was shocked that he was able to spill that much on Watch What Happens Live. A lot of that stuff is the first time we've heard any of that stuff. Some of that stuff is still lies from other people in the scenario that I've talked to in the last day. I will say once again, Schwartz is one of the most charming people that I've met in person. I don't think this dude were, you know, like, he's just really charming, really nice. And I think that really exists in him. I don't think that's a complete put on. I think that's just who he is. But he still is very much protecting his BFF. Even Jax Taylor. You know it's bad when Jax Taylor literally tweets, stop protecting him, dude. You know, like, Jax is like, I've got a podcast to sell. Stop protecting Sandoval. It's bad news. Brittany's like, yeah, bust him out, Jax. Do it. But Watch What Happens Live is great now because every Wednesday night, they had Lisa Vanderpump on. They had Katie Maloney on the next week. They took a week off so Andy could have a vacay. And now they came back with Tom last night. And poor Rob Lowe's son. Rob Lowe's son is a Vanderpump Rules fan. And he was excellent because he was reacting the way we were all reacting at home. Just like, zoinks? What? Like, you know, this is way better than anything my dad has been involved in.
Here's what I found.
Oh, sorry. I guess they have... he has a Netflix show. I recommend everybody watch it because he just seems like a nice guy. And then next week, Lala Kent is going to be on Wednesday night. Now, you know, if you listen to this show, I talk about Bravo needs to get a handle on all the stuff happening online and right now, because we see these shows that are in the past and then it takes so long to catch up to where we are now. I think Andy and Watch What Happens Live, I know a couple people that work on it, listen to this show. You guys are killing it. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, Watch What Happens Live, and the same with this podcast. Sometimes when I get bigger named people, those interviews don't do, they're like, it's like this stuff that actually kind of like does really well. Just us talking, me and you guys, That is what does really well. But same with Watch What Happens Live, because they will have flipping the movie stars, and those get lesser rate. Like Katie Maloney got one of the highest ratings of the season. I think it was the highest rated. Oh no, then you had Jackson Brittany. Sorry, Jackson Brittany. And I'm sure last night's episode was one of the highest rated. So that's what Watch What Happens Live should be. It should completely capitalize on whatever is so exciting on Bravo at that moment, to take the audience into what is happening right now. Because I got to tell you, I was looking forward to the Watch What Happens Live more than I was the actual episode. And then I saw some, I think Sam, our friend Sam, Bravo historian, who has the podcast Hot Off the Mess, wrote something like, I think it's refreshing when somebody is as honest as Tom. Yes, he was a mess, but it was refreshing. Yeah, man, it's always nice when people tell the truth. And yes, as Katie Maloney said on her Instagram story last night, you know, I have two words, media training, to Tom Schwartz. Yeah, it's really refreshing though. But I will say, Schwartz still got some lies in there, even though he made himself look like a fool in a lot of ways. But when we talk about pop culture on this show, right, it's really changed recently, where it's not just here, like, it's not just, I want everybody to like me. Now it's, I want everybody to potentially dislike me as well, because that's just as much attention as I would get, if not more, if somebody liked me. It served both purposes. It got us really, once again, engaged in Scandoball in this season of Vanderpump Rules, as we were exhausted with it. Got us upset all over again about this new information about Raquel and Tom and heroin and all of this just wild, wild information. And it got us looking forward again of, like, how does it end? What's the reunion like? And little pieces keep getting dropped here and there. Like, it's like this season of Yellow Jackets, of like, who, oh, how do we attach this? It's like that big bulletin board on Homeland with Claire Danes just like putting pieces of yarn, connecting this to that. And we thought at the beginning of the season, it was just what leads up to the Schwartz and Raquel kiss. And it was like that, you know, it was like David Blaine. Look over here while all the real stuff is happening on my right hand. Wild, right? But yeah, I agree with Sam where it is refreshing, and I would like that, but that's just not PR. And you're never really, I don't think it's ever going to fully switch to, hey guys, make yourself look like a complete idiot, because people really get behind that. Brands don't necessarily want to work with that. I don't think. I could be completely wrong, but I will say, brands, I think, want to work right now with people like Katie Maloney, people like Ariana Maddox, people that actually are heroes in their own story. Now, I don't think Schwartz and Sandoval have anything to worry about. Like he said last night, Schwartz and Sandy's is thriving. Who knows if he was telling the truth or not, but they're going to be fine. But I will always put my money and I put my hope behind ladies like that, or people that have actually been in the right, or people that have been screwed over. And that's what's so hard about the Vanderpump economy, right? Is that immediately you had all of these people, you had Lala immediately coming out with shirts, coming out with merch, paying her down deposit on her Palm Springs place. You got Sheena coming out with merch. You got the TRO on Sheena. Then you got something about her, which is an actual business with Ariana and Katie, which, by the way, Katie on Danny Pellegrino's podcast today said that Nancy Meyers, set designer, is helping them with the inside, which is just like, hell yeah. Dude, I'm a straight dude, and I even appreciate the aesthetic in a Nancy Meyers movie. How can you not? But that's what I want. Like, that's the shit I want to champion, right? That's the shit that really excites me, because you can know they can do it cleaner, faster, and better than Schwartz and Sandy's. And that's not saying Schwartz and Sandy's is bad. Like, you know, get that out of your head. Two things can be true at once, right? Also, by the way, I know Katie and Terry, like I said, Katie and Terry, you know, I don't think they're listening anymore potentially, but if you are, Katie, come on. You did Nick Vile's podcast. You did Danny's podcast. Those are bigger podcasts that have been around longer. And I don't know, what do I have to do? Try to get on The Bachelor to get you on the show? Come on, Katie. Come on, you've got to come on so bad it's good. I can do a solid interview. I know the people that listen on a regular basis know that. I can do a thoughtful interview, and I have an interview with you already planned out. So Katie or Terry, if you are listening, Terry, if you are listening especially, tell Katie you're going to ground her if she does not come on so bad it's good. And also, anybody listening out there, do this nicely. Do it very nicely. DM Katie that she needs to come on So Bad It's Good, because I know the exact interview I want to do. She really is my Moby Dick at this. She's just the interview I want right now. And I know she's been on some of the best podcasts out there right now. And we're a big show, but we're not that big. And one day we'll get there. But I want to talk to her. So anyways, but if Katie or Terry, if you're listening at this point, I'm going to start going through Tom's comments. And I don't want to upset you guys. Because Tom said on the Watch What Happens Live after show how much he loves Terry, Katie's mom. And you got to realize this is family. They are family. And he does some really doofus, dickish things to Katie. But I know how that is. I've been through a divorce. I get that. There is a lot of love, and love is weird in so many ways. And family, I don't know. Anyway, so do you guys want to get into this? By the way, we're only 22 minutes in. Sure, we got a long way to go. Drink a coffee, you guys. It's Friday. Let's party. You made it to the end of the week. So we're going to go through this episode. Also, I spent some time with my nephew today. And if you remember, if you're old school listeners, my nephew had the code name of Watermelon when we started this 3 years ago. He was only able to be on one episode himself. And we used the code name because his parents didn't want his real name getting out there. Because his real name was Tom Sandoval. No. And he's grown up now. He's 14 years old now. He was 11 when he first came on the show. And today we made a rap song together. And we're going to play that at the very end. We made a Vanderpump Rules rap song. He made a beat. I did some horrible rapping. I truly want to be the Carrot Top or the Weird Al of Bravo. And I'm really, so stay tuned for that. We're going to do a full recap. Just buckle in, folks. We got a long night ahead of us. So are you ready to do this? There's so much information. I still have some information to give you about Sandoval and Raquel. I mean, it's just a mess. And okay, here we go. So let's get into this interview. This is the intro here.
Schwartz is wearing ankle restraints. I'm sorry, wrist restraints, because
there's a drinking game going around. Every time Schwartz touches his face, you have to drink.
Okay.
Prepare to be sober.
Okay.
You're not going to touch him.
Okay, right off the bat, he's saying he's wearing wrist, ankle, like, weights around his wrist because he touches his face too much. I do the same thing, but, like, this is a disarming thing where it's like, look how cute I am, yeah, ankle weights, because he touches his face too much. And by the way, he's like, I know there's a thing going around that I touch. Dude, that's not the thing going around, man. The thing going around is about Sandoval and Raquel. Like, you touching your face has literally, first time I'm hearing about it, I was like, wait, please tell me you're not about to do 22 minutes on you touching your face.
Also want to say, you are a Vanderpump devotee.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. So you're here on a big night.
This is, when I found out it was you here, I screamed like a little.
Okay, very good.
That's how, like, big stars are, man. Big stars love Vanderpump Rules. Vanderpump Rules is a show made for geniuses and stars. I feel like it's going to keep, I swear to God, we're going to get Lizzo by the end of the season. I feel like the stars are just going to keep going up. By the end, I think we're going to get Obama at some point. I think it's going to, I mean, Bill Clinton, I think, is going to, like, come out. I think everybody's going to, like, could you imagine Lala Guess with it's like Mitch McConnell. He's like, I really love what you're doing on the show, Lala. It's very good.
Okay, so you will indulge me because we have some business we need to take care of. You watch one of tonight's bartenders grow up on Roni, and they both started a business just for people who...
Oh, yeah, you guys, on this episode of Watch What Happens Live, Avery Singer, Ramona's daughter, has a party business now, and her and her friend went on to promote it. And then at some point she actually says, like, Schwartz, I don't know if you know, I do also divorce parties. We can do a divorce party? Like, it's so funny. I also, there's this thing, like, you know, we make women wear scarlet letters so much, but why do we never really let men wear the scarlet letter? I mean, I feel like Tom and Tom really get very minimal. Like, even last night, just the discourse. Even, you know, now seeing how Schwartz is, I still feel like we get a lot of weird comments about Katie that I don't necessarily understand, because when you see somebody's behavior, there is something behind that, and that's what we're seeing. Like, Schwartz, like, is in this nice, cool package, but we see now all of the constant gaslighting, all of the constant, like, bah-bah, 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 that makes her act a certain way. And if you have 10-plus years of that, it's going to really leave this dent. So anyways, Avery was on there, which was perfect. I was hoping that Ramona was in the audience at some point.
Hair. You are cut off. Okay, I have a lot of questions for you. Tonight's episode ended with the kiss. I mean, you've got Katie nearby. Was it worth it? Was the kiss worth it?
The last time I did a little press tour, I said yes, but... you know, in hindsight, I don't think it was. I never wanted to hurt Katie. And the fallout I got, the blowback I got from that kiss, my God.
It couldn't have been a surprise given how much you were warned not to kiss her.
Oh, Andy. Oh, great point, Andy. Solid point. Great point. Yeah, man. I love that he said I was on a press tour and at first I said I didn't regret it, but now I kind of do. Like, there was just one, like, all you had to do was one thing, man. It was, you were just asked one thing. Don't hook up with somebody in the friend group. And then we see in this episode, which we'll get to later, it literally gets to the point where it was like, oh, Katie did it, man. Katie forced, yeah, Katie did it to us. That is my Raquel voice. It's because you're shaky. Her voice is shaky. Get over it, you guys. Also, chase your bliss. If you think any of this is too mean, too whatever, I totally understand. There are so many other podcasts that are great out there. This is great too, but just if it's not your thing, totally get it. But also, I'm just warning you now, it will get. And also, it's okay to dislike people on a show. Maybe someday Raquel and Tom will win the audience back, but it's not yet. So it is really wild. This is where we get one of the first aw shucks moment of like, oh, Andy, great. Oh, that's such a great point, man. Yeah, now that I'm thinking back on it, I think Katie did mention a lot, and I don't know why I did it. It's always those things. Like, it's the easiest thing in the world to not do this thing. How many people would Schwartz, like, how many people would make out with Schwartz? It's got to be infinite, right? There's got to. So why pick Raquel? And you can't say it's just a show plant. I think a lot of people were pushing him to do it. Sheena, Sandoval, even though Sandoval was already hooking up with Raquel, I think all of these people were like, yeah, dude, it'll be so cool. Yeah, do it, do it, do it. And it's, I mean, it was just a dumb, dumb move.
Right, John Owen?
That's valid.
Right.
I just felt like there had been such a big buildup. And we did have chemistry. By the way, you guys, I don't want to ruin the watching experience, but... it wasn't planned. It wasn't a decoy kiss. It was a real kiss.
Okay, well, that's what I want to get into.
Yeah.
When did you first learn of Tom and Raquel's affair? And were you acting as a decoy on his behalf?
I learned in August, in late August, about the affair. The one-night stand.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay.
And no, I was not acting as a
decoy. But I feel like...
Well, there we go, huh, folks? He first learned in August. Now, remember, let's put our thinking caps on. When this all started, we found out Schwartz later in the week said he had known about a month, right? And even Doty, at that time, who had had information from in there, said on her podcast that Schwartz, she thinks, only knew about a month. Now, I'm not good with math. I'm not good with months. I'm not good with numbers. But I read today on the internet, Wikipedia, that April is the fourth month of the year. Now, I found out earlier this week, there are 12 months in a year. So you go, April's the fourth month. I'm going to blow this. March is the third month. February's second month. January's the first month. Okay, so then when is August? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, January. And then you got December, right? Okay, December. Listen, I just know August is way far back there. And that's when he says he first knew, but he says the one night stand. The one night stand. Okay, I have a lot to say, but let's see how he gets himself further into the hole right here.
Like you told me at the reunion that you learned in January.
Oh.
No. Oh. So the one night stand was in August.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Bring it on.
You learned about
bring it on, dude.
It was like a crisis.
What did you learn in January?
Tom was having like a midlife crisis.
Yes.
And then like what happened in the fall? There's a lot of gray area there. A
lot of gray area, you guys. No, let's bring it on, Andy. Bring it on. This is Frost versus Dumb Nixon. Let's do this, Andy. Okay, no. Okay, no. I said no. Midlife crisis, right? Okay, midlife crisis. That forgives some things, right? Okay. Okay. So then, oh, damn it. Okay, Sandoval told me what to say. Remember, Schwartz, remember, you can do this. Okay. He's saying now that in January, the full affair started. But in August, Tom was going through a midlife crisis and a one-night stand happened. Now, if you're going by California state law, it says in California state law, if you've been with somebody for 9 years and you're having a midlife crisis, you are able to have a one-night stand. Completely legal. Anybody in a relationship knows this. You have to sign paperwork. It's part of our taxes. So that is not a big deal. And remember, cheating one time is not bad, you guys, right? It's just when you do it 2, 3, or 4 times. One time, totally easy. Totally forgivable. No, that's all bullshit. So let's get into another aspect of this. So he says August, one night stand. What else was going on in August? Well, August is when the boys' night happened, was in August. So I have from a couple different sources now that they hooked up in that week of the boys' night. And allegedly, they hooked up in a car outside of Ariana and Tom's place after boys' night. Yeah. So they had hooked up already going into Sheena's wedding, going into all of this stuff. But it was just a one-night stand, you guys. And one-night stands are forgivable. And this is where it shows you kind of the boys' club aspect of all of this. Because Schwartz is like, no, midlife crisis, one night. That was just a one-night stand. And you see the mentality. You see the mentality of, and you can see where these guys have patted each other on the back and like some men's support group for doofuses have said, it's okay. It's okay. Being a man is tough. You need to cheat every now and then to figure out who you are, brother. And he said, the one night stand. The one night stand is okay. The one night stand is okay. And then he says, so he was aware of this one night stand. We don't know. He says he was aware of this in August, which means that he was aware of it in Sheena's wedding. And now I think he's going to backtrack on this, but that's what it says to me. Now, I don't think he was a decoy. Remember, you know, you can make out with the same person a lot. I mean, like that, there's no crime in that. So I'm curious when he knew about the one night stand. Here it makes it say August. It makes him... It seems like he knew in August, but then he says the full affair started in January.
Apparently not, though. I didn't think it was a linear thing.
Getting a word salad from you, right?
Okay.
Did you find out about the affair?
The one night stand.
Okay, the one night stand you found out about, yes, in August.
And then it became, from my point of view, like an emotional affair, which is still inappropriate.
Okay.
But I didn't think it was a...
It became like an emotional affair, like pen pals that said, I love you at the end, you know, XOXO, Sandoval girl. It became an emotional affair, which is also bad. Not as bad as putting your PP in a V, but still bad. Come on, you know, up top, Andy, right? Rob Lowe's son, up top. I love the mentality here. These men have set up rules for themselves. These men have set up rules for themselves that's literally, they're like, okay, just know emotional affair is bad, not as bad as cheating. One night stand, if you're having an emotional midlife crisis, that's okay. Now, where it gets weird is when you start falling in love with somebody when you're currently in a relationship for 9 years. That's where it gets weird. Now, we always talk about reliable narrators on this show, right? Who we can trust, who we can't. Now, right now, I can trust Katie and Ariana to kind of tell it, because both of those people have made themselves at times look bad. Katie's put it all out on the table. By the way, Katie has been nailed to the cross more times than Jax. You know, just for like people have said the nastiest things about Katie. So she put it all out there, right? But I can trust Katie in what she says. I can have opinions on that. It doesn't mean everything that she does is completely right, but you know she's telling the truth for better or worse. Schwartz is an unreliable narrator, and he's somebody that has time and time again protected Sandoval or Jax. And he's done that because that's his moral code. In his heart, he thinks he's being completely moralistic because he thinks he's being a good friend, right?
A linear thing, but in January...
And also linear. These guys gotta stop. Like, you don't even need to use big words anymore. Like, just don't even say linear. Just say, yeah, like, one after the other. It's fine.
Tom came to me.
What does this word linear mean?
Well, like, in succession. Like, it steadily progressing.
Okay.
Yes, okay. He told me, he came to me in January, and he told me that he's in love. With
Rachel. Told you he was in love with her in January. Your reaction was?
I was flabbergasted.
Okay.
But not surprised, because I think there's a lot of people out there who kind of know it was an open secret.
Okay. So this is where it gets super dark, because he came to him in January and said that he was in love. And that's when you want cameras of like, oh, I love you so much, man. I'm so happy you found love. Whoa, wait a sec. Wait, are you still living with that girl, Ariana? Wait a sec. Oh my God. Wait, what?
Folks, now is my favorite time of the show where I get to talk about our sponsor this week. And this week, So Bad It's Good, it's sponsored by our friends over at Thrive Market. That's thrivemarket.com. Now, that is a very important website that you are going to need to commit to memory, because it has turned out to be a godsend in my life and now my parents' life, because this is a go-to, like, one-stop shop for all of your grocery and household essentials. It is so convenient. You get everything quickly. You can get it shipped to your doorstep. It is a huge, huge time saver. Now, I was looking at this and I was like, is this going to be good for me? And then you go to thrivemarket.com and it just immediately is the coolest thing, because you can kind of shop by aisle. You have your food, you have your meat and seafood, you have your beverages, you have your soups, meals, and side dishes. You have your condiments and sauces. You got your snacks, your baking, your grains, pasta, bread. You got your ghee, your oils, your vinegars. You got your candy and chocolate. You got your canned and packaged food and spices and seasoning. It literally continues on, folks. This really is a one-stop shop, and it is kind of also a one-stop shop in its commitment to a healthier lifestyle for you. They even have some of my favorite brands, like even in the frozen meals, Amy's. Have you ever had Amy's frozen meals? I love them. They're vegan and they're just kind of really delicious, but you can order chicken from them. You can order cuts of, I'm looking at it right now. You can order organic chicken tenders delivered directly to you. You can order pork. You can order grass-fed ground beef patties. This truly has it all. I mean, it has your oat milk. You can get chocolate. It kind of is everything cool in one place. And as a Thrive Market member, I save money each and every single order. On average, I have saved over 30% each time. In the last order, I saved $23. $23. And it was delivered directly to me. These are kind of huge savings. And I got to tell you, anything with a very easy to use website is A++ in my book, because I'm just like hitting buttons and stuff. But this is so easy to navigate. Plus, like I said, you get the extra savings when you put your favorites on recurring deliveries with AutoShip. Plus, you're in control. You get easily skip or pause AutoShip deliveries, but you can also place one-time orders when you need them. And the website also does this really cool thing where it tells you everything that you've recently viewed. You can make lists on there, the whole thing. Now, on top of the massive savings on each order, Thrive Market has a deals page that changes daily. It really does change daily. Where it can give you cash back on so many brands, and they have a price match guarantee. So not only does Thrive Market save me money, but they also save me time. And time is the greatest currency that we truly have. I love the filters on their website. Like I was just talking about all of those different areas that you can hit. They have over 70. So whether you're looking for gluten-free snacks or non-toxic cleaning essentials, you can literally curate your own shopping experience with a click of a button. It's not just Spotify playlists anymore, folks. It's ThriveMarket.com playlist just for your food. Now, when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give it to another family in need. So this is the call to action to you guys. Join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order. That's 30% off, plus a free $60 gift. So go to thrivemarket.com. That's thrivemarket.com/sobad for 30% off your first order, plus that free $60 gift. So do me a favor, you guys, just go check it out for yourself, because I think it's going to easily sell itself. So just go to thrivemarket.com/sobad. It's also going to be in the show notes with a direct hyperlink that you can click onto that and it'll take you right to there. Okay, folks, I have been to a lot of weddings in my day, and I'm going to go to a couple of this summer, and it is always amazing to see because you get to eat the different food, you get to see the different venues, the emotion, the style, and you are taking mental notes for your future weddings. It's so stressful, the process. You go from like newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. But using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish and makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake, Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. So start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You will have them in your closet forever. You guys, I got the blue sports jacket. I got the leather coat. I got the cashmere socks. I've bought gifts for my sister and my dad, and I love it. A black leather coat? Are you kidding me? I can wear that anywhere. And what's so amazing is that these prices I can afford. Quince has all the must-haves like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They do this by partnering directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes that savings on directly to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/sobad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sobad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sobad. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The Golden Rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, back to the show.
Okay. Okay. I decided going through it piece by piece is going to be way too long. And I now decided I'm going to split this into two episodes. This episode is going to be this whole thing. And then next episode is going to be the recap. So where we left off, Tom was about to say, he was so brazen about the everything. He was so brazen about it. He was in love. And also, I was being fed a narrative that he had broken up with Ariana. Now, if you're on Reddit, write this down. I got it from good sources that he had not, definitely not broken up with Ariana. They had one conversation where that would have been a possibility potentially, and that did not happen. And it was nothing to do with Raquel. It was none of that. So either Tom lied to his friend or Schwartz is completely, just lying for Sandoval right now. But Ariana, that is just not true. I don't know if he was just telling everybody this, because he goes on to say, this is an open secret with a lot of people, which we'll get into as well. But yeah, put that out of your head. Ariana and Tom were not broken up. That's complete bullshit. So let's get into this clip here.
Think that they were going to come clean?
Yes.
Are you mad at Raquel?
Listen. I guess
you're not mad at Raquel.
I am mad at Raquel.
That was her best.
Are you mad at Raquel? Which one is Raquel? Oh, no. Okay. No, Sandoval's girl? No. And then Andy goes, you're not mad at Raquel? He's like, oh, wait, no. No, I am. No, wait. Okay. The one I kissed? Yeah. No, it's so... It's just wild. And he has these wrist bracelets on the whole time. And now he started to touch his face. Wrist bracelets be damned. Like, this guy is building muscle. Just touching his face everywhere because he's so nervous.
That was her close friend.
I'm more upset with Sandoval because he took advantage of my kindness. And he put...
Oh, Sandoval took advantage of my kindness. He came over for some sweet tea and completely lied to me. I'm his best friend.
A lot of people, not just myself, in very compromising situations where our integrity was at stake.
Oh, yeah. He's ruined our integrity. I've cheated multiple times on my wife, but this is too far. This man, my best friend, potentially ruined the Schwartz good name. And that's just where I draw a line. Not with Sandoval, still really is a very good friend. Love that dude. But really, it's really messed me up. Very not cool.
I think he just became... Tom has ADHD, and honestly, he became obsessed.
You know, at this point, ADHD... Tom, I think you might have ADHD, and a lot of us have ADHD... I have ADHD, and it's interesting. Like, switching from tactic to tactic, he's like, okay, none of that's worked. Wait a sec. Tom's a sick man, okay? He loses focus, or he'll, like, hyper-focus on something, and that's where Raquel was, like, a big, bright, shiny eye. No, Raquel was his Adderall. No, that didn't work. What should I say next?
He's notorious for having one singular obsession. You know, maybe it was the sidecar.
And his obsession is...
That's his heroin. Like, he is...
Oh, my God. He's famous for having one singular obsession. And then his big example, you guys, is he says, the sidecar. As in the TomTom motorcycle sidecar. So he was like, Andy, I hate to break this to you. Tom was in a full-blown relationship with that sidecar for like a year. That guy was fucking that sidecar every chance he could get. Sick man. But then he found Raquel. Like, what a... I thought he was going to say the band, but he literally said the sidecar. That is wild.
It's Raquel.
He's addicted. It's an infatuation of all infatuations.
It's an infatuation of all infatuations, Andy. Smell my fingers. This guy, he goes... Also, listen, I've never tried heroin, and at this point, after last night, I will never... Like, this is what finally did it. It was not that... I mean, this was... Raquel's his heroin. Dude, if that's... Wait. Schwartz, if that literally is what you said, maybe send your friend to rehab. Like, then it's not good. Like, I've never heard somebody in a good relationship say, it's literally like being up for 7 days on coke. That's not a good example. Like, you know, like, you would say, like, Raquel's his bed of roses. Raquel's his sold-out concert at Carnegie Hall. No, Raquel's Raquel's his heroine. This guy is strung out in an alleyway just offering to suck D for a dime bag. That is so sad. And also, I hate to point out the comparison to Twilight, everybody's favorite movie, where Edward does say, like, Bella is, like, his personal heroine. And it even worried me back then. I don't know if this is actually him letting us know that Sandoval is a vampire. Anyways, I'm just worried about the whole thing.
He's infatuated with Raquel.
Raquel is Tom's heroine.
So you think it's as bad as heroin?
I mean, or maybe that's not a good analogy. Okay, can I start over?
Oh, I did it again. I just put one of my weights in my mouth, my wrist weights. I really stuck it. Oh, man, no. Literally, Rob Lowe's son, and by the way, I think it's Owen is his name. He's awesome. His facial reactions are amazing. Very pleased he was on the show last night. But he goes, are you saying it's as bad as heroin? And, you know, it's like, yeah, like the FDA, like Biden has a task force against Raquel right now. There's a lot of Raquel coming in from the border. I have 5 friends that have died from, like, overdoses of Raquel. And then he's like, oh, wait a sec, no. Oh, heroin's not a fun drug. Wait, oh, no.
I hope I don't minimize it or disrespect, people who actually have addictions, the disease of...
Good catch. I do not want to minimize or disrespect the disease of addiction. Which, by the way, a lot of people on his show, DJ James Kennedy, shout out. You know, there's alcoholics on the show. There's a lot of intense things happening on the show. I'm really curious if heroin gets brought up at the reunion.
Okay, no, anyway, that's a...
Okay, anyways.
We're not offended.
He got lost in the sauce.
Okay, he got lost in the sauce. What is that? He got lost in the sauce. Is that saying that Raquel, like, it just feels gross. It feels, like, the lost in the sauce. This is so wild. What a representative of yourself. But at the same time, the discourse is amazing because people are so blown away by the honesty that they're like, oh man, that's pretty cool actually. That's way to be super, super honest and like really bad at trying to cover tracks. Okay, here's the next clip.
What did you think of the reunion?
Oh, you guys. I have never seen such a ruthless denunciation of 2 human beings in my life. Ariana had a fire in her. I mean, she eviscerated those 2, and I've never seen anything like that. I didn't know she had it in her.
Well, I do want to point out that Ariana said in a couple episodes ago to Raquel, when Raquel was telling Katie that she still wanted to potentially make out with Schwartz, Ariana was like, I didn't know you had it in you, Raquel. And now Schwartz is like, I've never seen a denunciation of 2 people before in my life. I didn't know Ariana had it in her. Bullshit, dude. You know your friend. Or, you know, somebody that you said is your friend. You know who she is. I've seen Ariana. I know that Ariana, like, didn't know you. She had it in her. Like, I just always love that. Like, how do we know these people better than you? Like, that is wild. Of course she had it in her. I've never seen a denunciation of 2 people. Like, well, here's a back follow-up question that I wish, Andy, do you think it was deserved? Because it was very much deserved. And I will say that Ariana, from every account that I've gotten, it kept her cool entirely.
Never seen anything like that in my entire life.
Who do you think got ripped up more, Tom or Raquel?
Tom. Yeah.
Oh, Tom. He got ripped up, man. His butthole is just completely torn up, man. And I've never seen a butthole torn up that big, Andy. And it just breaks my heart. Like, Raquel got her butt torn a little, but, like, we slapped a Band-Aid on that thing, and it was cool, but Tom, still bleeding out of the anus. Really bad stuff, Andy. Really. And also, I just want to say, I think Schwartz took this bullet because if you would have thought what would have happened if this hadn't have broke, we would have been focusing on Schwartz and Katie's divorce, because at the last reunion, remember, I believe the last reunion, they were still together. We were talking about Lala and Randall splitting up. So we would have had a whole episode focused exactly on Katie and Schwartz and every event that happened this season. And that is no longer the case. So once again, this dude has failed upwards and does not have to answer for any of his behavior. And now he's the representative for sticking up for his friend. And he's now painted in of like, I've never seen somebody take that kind of beating. It's almost like if you were in a relationship for 9 years and then one of those people cheated with one of your mutual friends and like that would have been horrible. That's what happened to Tom verbally. You hate to see it, Andy. You hate to see it.
For sure. Raquel took some blows, but yeah, Tom got just eviscerated.
What's going on with your business?
Wait, this would have been great time, Andy. Follow-up question. Tom, what does eviscerated mean? Solid question, Andy. Okay. Rob Lowe's son, do you know what could you help me out? Okay.
Well, in the beginning, it was a little rough, you know? We got a lot of negative blowback from this, but I gotta say, like, every time I go in, it's kind of thriving. And people are coming in, like, you guys, come, if you want to talk about this, I'll talk with you all day. I'm happy to talk about this, but it's been great.
That would be a great thing. There's no more cameos from Schwartz. It's just, I'll answer your questions about Sandoval and his behavior. Please feel free to come in, bring your family, have a nice meal, and I'll just come table to table and answer any questions you have. It's like the messed up Showbiz Pizza. There's no, every half hour, it's like a horrible rainforest cafe where every 20 minutes the light goes down and Schwartz stands on the bars like, 4 score and 7 years ago, my friend Tom Sandoval completely lied and cheated. I will now be taking questions.
Great. It's been great.
Okay.
But there was a moment where people were like vandalizing our spot and it's way out of line. I get it. But like, you know, vandalism it's too far. Take a breather. Go.
Take a breather, man. I get vandalism. Look at my apartment, right? But it's too far. And I will say that actually, I even agree with Tom on that. That's too far. I know a couple of people, mutuals, that wrote Ariana and lipstick on the mirror in the girl's bathroom. I mean, that is even a thing that I wouldn't do. And I, like Tom, am very brazen. So that is, you know, that's shitty. And I advise nobody to do that.
Outside, and I mean this in the least patronizing way possible, go outside, take 3 deep breaths. It's going to be okay. Is that patronizing?
Hey guys, would you mind taking 3 deep breaths, the So Bad It's Good audience, and see where we come back? Okay, I'm still really upset. Let's see what he says now. Because Andy was like, yeah, it's a little patronizing. I
maybe. Oh.
Okay, next clip.
Well said.
This, okay, by the way, this is the after show. Now, this is the after show. I want to say that during Watch What Happens Live, he did also say that he loved, I love Katie. Like, we're always going to be good. I know she likes me too. I know she does. He also talked about, and this is a really big point right here. He talks about the ski trip. There was a ski trip that happened, I believe, in January, when the thing was going full steam and him and Sandoval went up to, I don't know, Big Bear, I think, and they have photos of themselves. And Andy pressed him on this. Now, Joe, his girlfriend, but as I told you in the first part, he unfollowed Joe on Instagram yesterday. So who knows where they're at? But Joe was up there and Andy goes, well, how did Raquel wind up there? And he's like, oh, Joe snuck her in. You know, like Joe has a really big duffel bag. And like Raquel just popped out. I was like, surprise, let's make snow angels. That was just wild because in the end of the day, this is what Jack said in his tweet. Of like, stop covering for him. You guys went on a double date trip. And this is how brazen he was. And there was an account that I've seen on multiple Facebook groups and has been sent to me of a girl that bumped into them. And Sandoval like was really nervous when they were spotted and took a picture. But you could tell he's like, oh, zoinks, uh-oh. And Schwartz was really nice. Schwartz is like the decoy in those situations where he's like, oh, let me buy you ladies a shot. All right. Okay, cool. And that's bullshit. He was completely covering up for Tom in that moment on that trip. That was a 4-person trip. Complete lie. That's how brazen this shit had gotten.
Let's go back to the fans. Sonia from San Antonio has a question for Tom. Hi, Sonia.
Hey, Andy.
Hi.
Hi. Big fan. Tom.
Wait, so this is the after show, and they have questions on the after show as well. Tom now has a baseball cap on. He took off his wrist weights, and he put on his glasses to, like, actually see the viewer. He's like, I'm going to look more studious here. And he gives her the peace sign, which he's trying to be, like, charming, Tom.
What was your reaction to Jack saying that Sandoval has cheated on Ariana multiple times over the years, and do you believe it?
See, I only knew about the one. Okay. The one. Yeah, believe it or not, Tom, me and Tom, you know, we're separate people. We don't tell each other.
Believe it or not, we're separate people. We sometimes don't even tell each other when we cheat with different people. Like, I knew about this one, but there's times I've not told him people I've cheated with, and I assume it's the same. So, like, you know, we don't have to check in with each other like that. Just trust me, viewer. We do not, like, trust me, we do cheat. We just don't check in with each other. I might not know all of them. That's what, but great, great question. Great question.
They're everything. But I was surprised. I got to be honest, because in light of everything that's happened, I know it's hard for people to see, but I'm telling you, in the beginning of that relationship, it was special. It gave a lot of people
beginning
hope.
Of which relationship?
Ariana and Tom.
Yes. Okay.
It was beautiful, and it was so romantic, and, like, my God. It's like, if Tom and Ariana can't make it, I don't think anyone can on Vanderpump Rules. I don't know.
That is so dark. Because he's literally saying, like, oh, man, like, it was so beautiful. Way better than me and Katie's relationship. Like, it was like they really loved each other. Me and Katie, not so much. But them, like, you would just look at them. You believe in love. And if they can't make it, I guess none of us can. Not even, like, this is what I love about the cast of fans. They literally have no ability to look backwards. Like, he doesn't even realize how dark this is because he's like, I guess none of us can make it. It's like, dude, you're divorced. That is what happened. You did not make it. Like, I always feel like he's like a lost crash victim. Like, he's like, wait, we're dead? This is like The Sixth Sense. Wait, nobody can see me? This is just wild to me. Because he's like, if they can't make it, maybe me and Katie can't make it. And he's like, you didn't make it. Oh, that would explain the apartment. Oh, that would explain the girl that was living with me. It's all coming clear now, Andy. This is what also kills me, because he said this in the original one too. We didn't get to play the clip, but he said, like, Ariana, I know you're mad at me right now. You're indifferent to me, but I love you. And, like, that's where I got to say a big old bull, like, shit. Like, you've got to really check yourself if that's really your thought. You can't love Ariana if you let that shit go down. You might really like Ariana. You might really have been crushed, but this is, I mean, all of them, Lala, like, he said earlier that it was an open secret among a lot of people. I think Kyle Chan knew, who was also good friends with Ariana, which has got to break her heart a lot. Like, so this open secret, he seems like he was starting to tell all of these people because he wanted to show off his new love in his life, and he was letting this thing wither on the vine. He also said in the original Watch What Happens Live that, yeah, he had a plan. Like, he was going to break up with her, and I told him that he needed to break up with Ariana, and then he just didn't listen to me, I guess. He said that. But the thing is, dude, like, if you really do love somebody, and you're also, you share a show with this person, like, you didn't... This guy, wasn't he going to be a doctor or something like that? Like, do you have any critical thinking skills at all? And this is why it's like, no, you aren't a friend to Ariana. Like, you just aren't. And I believe that Ariana's very mad at this person right now, as well as Sandoval. But almost Schwartz is kind of like an afterthought of, like, Schwartz is going to Schwartz, you know? But isn't that wild? And what do you guys think? If you're watching that on YouTube, leave it in the comments. What should have Schwartz done if he says he truly loved Ariana? If you were on national television hearing this of, like, should she be like, oh, good, he did love me. I was worried about that. You know, I was questioning it because he didn't tell me and he's known since August. But now he said, I'm relieved because he does love me, which is great. That's great. Okay, here's...
By the way, what did you think of Raquel sending that message to Katie that she couldn't use the preferred pool?
It was a little sassy. I mean, Oh, God. This gets complicated.
Oh, God. Man.
Say what's on your heart, man.
Okay. I think she was right. I mean, it was Sheena's moment. This is like her, you know, once-in-a-lifetime moment, and...
This is Sheena's once-in-a-lifetime moment that she's had two times now, and it's just sad. It's just sad, Andy.
Katie being there was obviously going to distract, compromise that magical moment, and I think out of the niceness of her heart, she should have chose to use the non-preferred pool.
Katie, she feels that you never...
Can I just point out the ridiculousness of all of this? Katie should have used the non-preferred... Katie should have used the non-preferred pool, Andy. We've all been there, and we all have those choices between preferred pool and non-preferred, and, like, out of the kindnesses of her heart, I think she made the wrong decision, Ant.
Never advocate for her, and this is another situation of you not advocating for her.
Yeah.
That was a political answer, man.
Andy goes, this is another example of you not advocating for her. Schwartz's reaction is like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Good one, Andy. Good one.
Go, try and go.
I do add. Here's the thing. Early on in our relationship, she abused that a little bit.
Okay.
She was like always getting in tiffs. And she's like, you're either with me or against me.
Okay.
She demanded unconditional loyalty early on.
Katie, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch, Katie. Are you telling me, Katie, from your boyfriend, you demanded unconditional loyalty? What? You're out of your mind, girl. And this just goes, women are crazy, right? Wait, you got high five. Women are crazy, right? Okay.
She's put a lot of work into herself, and she's way better now, Katie. Look.
Katie's rehabilitated herself, put in a lot of work, really. She's way better now. I've always been solid. Me, Tom Schwartz, always made the right moves. Yeah, I've cheated a lot. I got wasted, cheated. Which, by the way, I always crack up about the cheating thing. Because last night, he made out in Mexico with Raquel or like a kiss or whatever. But I seem to remember times he was in Mexico. Remember that one time they went and he got wasted and they couldn't find him? And he was like, I think I cheated. Katie, and it was completely like swept under the rug in a lot of ways. And I was like, the only difference between like these Mexico trips is that now you're not married and you potentially feel more guilt than you did when you were married, which is so dark.
Love you. But in the beginning, she was kind of a monster.
Okay.
She was a monster.
Even Andy looks like, oh, okay, man. Yeah, a monster. Okay. How are you going to say you love somebody on the main show and then literally call her a monster? And this is what people are calling refreshing. It is refreshing. Like, sometimes I'll go past car crashes and I'll be like, this is refreshing. Like, I sometimes get tired of seeing cars go all in a straight line. We're all just, when you see a car crash, you're like, something different. This is really nice to see because I'm so tired of everybody just staying in their lane. Car crash, you're like, that's unique. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to take a really long look at this. But that's just horrible. Like, this is just wild, though. Like, I get that it's great to watch somebody not polished. But at the same time, polish a little bit, man. Polish a fucking little bit. Because that is just brutal. And there is a thing about re-injuring your partner, your ex-spouse, again and again and again. And Katie has said, like, listen, she tweeted. She's like... And this is what even, like, I've had some DMs things with her where she's just like, I'm used to it. Like, she's kind of seems deadened to it because she's so used to it, which is so sad. Because how do you then mend your heart to take that into a new relationship and, like, kind of be able to let that bloom again in any way without just kind of, you're not going to be able to trust anybody ever again.
She's had a falling out with every single person in her life multiple times. And I don't know. I didn't like getting dragged into all that. And
he's like, wait a second, Andy, real quick, when you said after show, that's like... Just us talking. That's not taped or, like, recorded, right? We're just talking, like, guys, right? Okay. Because I got scared for a second that people might see this. Literally, I mean, that's just wild to say that she's gotten into fights with everybody in her life. Which, by the way, if that is true, if that is not true, it's just have a little tact. I would say the same thing when Katie revealed that you had a small dick that didn't work in one of the earlier seasons. I would say to Katie, have a little tact. You know, but now we know that's true, and that is what it is. But this is just hurtful, and at no point, and it's so sad that he's so used to this that he doesn't even seem to realize that it's hurtful. That's dark.
I guess I became a little numb when she actually did need me. It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Okay, I think I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Andy retired after last night. Andy was like, I can't, this is too dark. I can't do this anymore.
Hey, do you have anything else?
I guess just, do you want a monster is the word monster.
Did I say monster?
Well, yeah.
Multiple times.
Oh, No. No, angel.
Okay.
Did I say monster? I meant bitch. Oh, no, Andy. No, I meant angel. No, for real. Wait, what is a monster? Dude, even Rob Lowe's son is, I mean, at this point, what if Rob Lowe's son is Katie's, like, soulmate? What if this is how, like, she meets her soulmate, is him defending Katie on Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah. All right, we're going to leave it there. And the season's over, right?
Andy.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering from the reunion. How you holding up?
Well, I'm okay.
Yeah. Andy's like, I do this for a living, dude. There's other shows on besides Vanderpump. How are you doing, dude? What an idiot.
I'm okay. No. That was
palpable. You could feel it.
No, it was, yes.
Very high stakes situation. And I guess I just.
Yeah.
I will admit that there was a moment where I debated camping outside of the studio where the reunion was going to be.
Yeah, I actually did.
What demeanor
that.
You all were in. But
It was the first time we've had paparazzi at a Vanderpump Rules reunion.
Yeah.
It was pretty intense. Where, do you think Raquel and Tom will make it as a couple?
I like it because Raquel and Tom, and before Andy's finished, goes, brain buster, Let me pray on this, Andy. So Andy asks, do you think Raquel and Tom will make it?
I've actually thought about this a lot.
I'm sure.
I think it'll be a miracle if they make it. I think, oh, man, they're...
Miracle? I meant monster. No, I meant angel. No, oh, what does miracle mean?
Relationship is, you know... I know they care so much about each other, but like, even in the short time that they've been in love or whatever you want to call it, it's become toxic. And I don't know if it's sustainable. You know, it's already toxic as it is. And then you add in, you know, the entire nation thinking you guys are scumbags. I think it's too much. But we'll see if love prevails. We'll see.
Are you surprised?
I love this guy. Roop, like, bloop, boop. I'm going to take you down here, but I'm going to come up at the end. Maybe love will prevail, man. You never know. Very toxic, though. Very toxic. Shouldn't happen. But who knows? True love might win. This is it, guys. I hate to break it to you. This isn't true love. This is somebody being in a relationship for 9 years that got into a band, is really confused at his place in the world right now, and is scared of getting older. And this is somebody that is looking at with him with new eyes and respect, and that's very, very attractive. And it's somebody that he thinks nobody else understands but him. Oh, Raquel's like a misunderstood from everybody, but I get her. Lala doesn't get her. You know, everybody makes fun of her, but me, Tom Sandoval, I understand this woman. And it's just sad because you see, you know, it's just, and listen, I said this again, Tom, do not stay with this dude. Just do not stay with this girl just to prove us wrong. Please.
Surprised. Are you surprised? You're so funny because I'm gonna give you some tips after the show.
Okay.
But are you surprised by I know the answer to this, but are you surprised by how much attention this is getting? And
yeah. Like we were talking about before. Like I can appreciate it on some level. Like it's taken on a narrative. Like it has a whole new life in the internet, you know. There's conspiracy theories, and yes. I can appreciate Schadenfreude. Like, you know, to some extent, the memes are hilarious. I saw one the other day.
Thank you.
It was like Tom Sandoval is Dracula, Raquel is one of his brides, and I'm Renfield.
Who did this meme?
Right. Am I Renfield? What?
Renfield? Oh.
No, I'm not Renfield.
Okay.
How
are the triplets?
Okay. They're doing okay. They're not thriving lately.
Okay.
Because they have the purest hearts on the planet. Yep. And I have the utmost confidence that they are going to be successful. They're just in a rut right now.
Yeah.
We've all been in ruts before, you know. Yeah.
You're presently in one, Schwartz.
But everyone's stable. My dad's stable. He's living independently after almost losing him off and on for like 7 months.
Wow.
Just hung out.
And by the way, I want to stop and say that is something that my heart does go out to. Like, you know, I do know his dad was going through something, and I'm so glad to hear that he is doing better now.
My mom in the valley for 3 days. Like, my heart's full right now.
Yeah.
Super grateful.
By the way, I've really...
My heart's full and my alcohol BAC level is off the charts, Andy, and I'm potentially on other things.
Fallen in love with your former mother-in-law this season.
Yes.
And Terry. She comes back later in the season. She's incredible.
Terry, I love you if you're watching this. She knows I love her. We don't have to get into that, but I just...
No, get into it. Well,
I miss hanging out with Terry and Katie's brothers. I love them like family and, you know, I don't get to see
Are you still in contact with them?
Sometimes, yeah. I love Terry with all my heart. She's such a good mom. We have a great relationship, but out of respect for the divorce and, you know, there has to be some boundaries and I'm trying to stay.
Yeah, dude, Terry's a badass. Terry has written me a couple of times some really just amazing things about my own mother. Like, this really shocked me and really touched me. But also, like, he's like, Katie's brothers, like, I think one of Katie's brothers was like, I'm going to kill you. And I think one of Katie's brothers is on the season finale or what would have been the season finale and steps up to Schwartz. Because there's, like, shady shit happening. This aw shucks stuff. It's like, aw shucks, and he did things to cause all of this stuff. And just like Sandoval did things, when you have an action, you're going to have a reaction. And these people aren't honest in their lives. And I will say, just to be honest, a lot of this stuff, what blows me away and what bothers me is, like, this is... Because I don't want this to be me. Like, I see commonalities. That's what, and I don't sometimes even like myself, so I'm super pissed at these guys. Because I'm like, you have everything right here. You have everything at your disposal. You have so much goodwill towards you, and a lot of this goodwill is unearned. Just because you're charming, you've got to work harder than this. You've got to try to be better than this. You know, you're leaving behind this path of destruction, and you're just like zippity-doo-dahing out, like, oh, he's in a bad place. Oh, he's down bad. At the end of the Watch What Happens Live episode, which we didn't have a clip of, he literally's like, listen, if you see Sandoval out there, give him a hug. He might not deserve it, but give him a hug. He's down bad. You know what I say? Don't give him a hug. Let Tom go through this. Let him make amends. Give Ariana a hug if you see her. Or, you know, just say hi to her too. Maybe just let's not touch anybody. Let's leave all of these people alone. Okay. I'm talking to you, TMZ reporter Josh. But you know what I'm saying? Like, no, maybe Tom needs to go through this and look at what he caused. And, it, you know, love is this noble thing, right? It makes us feel all amazing and good. But you can't build a thriving relationship on the back of really immense destruction of somebody else. It makes it really hard. And you're going to point out Doty, but I do want to bring up once again that Doty was cheating multiple times on Tom. That was such a destructive relationship on both sides, where Ariana, it wasn't destructive in that way. Ariana wasn't cheating on him every chance she could get. And it seems like this is not the first time that Sandoval has cheated on Ariana, which I think will come up at the reunion. So that was the Watch What Happens Live, you guys. Wrapping up this episode, because I'm going to do another episode with the recap. So part one and part two again. And if you're watching on YouTube, remember part two is the recap. This is just some other stuff. I wanted to tell you after that Watch What Happens Live, I made a meme where it was like a Jerry Maguire meme, if you remember that. That was a movie from the, oh my God, it was a movie from the 90s. What is the 90s? And he was an agent, and Cuba Gooding Jr. was his football player client. And it's a meme where I have like Tom Cruise, his little Jerry Maguire face. And it's like, Schwartz, it's your agent, Jerry. Great job on Watch What Happens Live tonight. Love the heroin bit. Good stuff with letting us know it started in August. Love the pleas for sympathy and nice touch saying you loved Katie on the main show and on the after show calling her a monster. I don't want to get your hopes up, but I think Dancing with the Stars is a lock. Keep up the good work. Show me the money. So I get the, I post this last night at like 9 o'clock or something. And I get a DM from Tom Schwartz. And those are when you see Tom Schwartz pop up after you posted a Tom Schwartz meme and you've been like posting things all night on Twitter, your butt kind of puckers up where you're like, oh no, because you like to keep these people on your screen. But I'm so mad because I know some of these people in real life. So it kind of gives me even more fuel. And I got mad all over again. And Schwartz DMs me and he goes, hey, I just opened up my phone and saw this. And I go, sorry. I was like, and I said, dude, is this real? What are you doing? I wrote, dude, is this real? What are you doing? I said, what are you doing? What was that? And he goes, feels like a fever dream. And I really said, dude, I'm sorry, but this is kind of crazy. You might want to block me. I said, Sandoval is somebody that I really was very like sincere. And I was like, Sandoval's like, I really looked up to him. And I just think this was really shitty. Hope you're okay. That was it. So that was my conversation with Schwartz. And I hope he's unfollowed or blocked me by this point, but I have not checked because it's just not a fun place to live. But that's the thing. You do sympathize with this dude, even when he's doing, and that's, I think, the charm of Tom Schwartz. Okay, so yeah, I found out that information, what I told you in the beginning, that Raquel was at that hotel before the Watch What Happens Live appearance at the beginning of the season. Raquel was at that hotel in New York when Schwartz and Sandoval did the Watch What Happens Live, and then he came and did my show afterwards, which, by the way, switch over to the podcast right now, you guys, because I'm going to add some audio in from that to end this show, and I'm also going to do a little rap that me and my nephew recorded before we get to the recap. But what I'm being told is that, also there is something that's going to come out that I think Raquel potentially told Tom in February that said, if this is how it's going to be, you should not break up with Ariana. So almost kind of not even giving an ultimatum, but must not have been impressed with Sandoval. So then Sandoval was in a position to try to win Raquel over. I don't know much more than that. So take that with whatever grain of salt you want to take that with, which is wild. So I'm going to put that out there for you guys as well. Don't bother breaking up with Ariana if this is how it is. There's a lot more coming with all of this stuff, I've been warned. Yeah, so that's it, you guys. So switch on over to the podcast for the rest of this episode, and we're going to have another YouTube video with the recap. So like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. Rate this 5 stars if you're listening on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. And I'll see you over on part 2 for the recap of Wednesday night's Vanderpump Rules. Bye.
Okay, you guys, it's Ryan again. I just finished part 2. Remember, switch over to there. But I was going to play you some clips from Ariana and Tom when they were on my show. I'm going to save that for Monday because I want to see what happens over the weekend. But I will have that for you on Monday's episode. So it's worth downloading that episode as well. But right now I want to do something completely silly. I am the Weird Al Yankovic of podcasting and Bravo TV. Me and my nephew, he's 14 years old. I told you earlier, and he made some beats. And we wrote a rap about Vanderpump Rules, and I wanted to highlight our work. This took us 1 hour of time, and I got to tell you, this is the most, it was great to spend time with my nephew, especially right now. Everything's going on with my family, and it was really, I love that kid, and I really love, he's just very artistic, and I'm really, really just happy to be his uncle. So this is a song. We didn't even name this song, but it's a rap. And he did the beats, helped me with it, really edited this together. And I'm on the mic. I'm on the old mic. So here it is. This is going to be a hit single. So here it is. Enjoy this. And let me know if you have any questions about this song. Here it is. Thank you.
The drama flows from Jax's cheating scandals to Kristen's crazy fights. These servers know how to light up the night. Tom and Ariana, they seemed like a team, but when Tom cheated, it shattered their dream. Ariana was hurt, but she stood up strong. She knew she deserved better, and she moved along. Sassy and Katie, they're the OGs. They've been through it all, from breakups to makeups with ease. These girls are always stirring up the pot. Just fine. Sandoval is trash, yo. Sandoval is trash. So if you're looking for some reality TV, tune in, sit back, and let the drama be. From Vanderpump Rules to The Housewives Tales, these shows will keep you hooked without any fails. Schwartz, never go on. Watch What Happens Live again, fool. Jiggy and Dog.
Betches.